call this study session of the University City Council to order on Monday, April the 8th, 2019 at 5:30. You have before you the agenda for tonight's formal session. Are there any changes to the agenda at this time?
Yes, sir. Mayor Crowe, I would like to add to the council discussion letter N, other discussions and businesses, and I'd like to add specifically a discussion on Mideast Area Agency on Aging, and they're formerly MEAAA, now they're Aging Ahead is what they're called now, and I'd like to add that to that section of the agenda so we can have a specific discussion on that. There are some people that are going to show up to speak, and I'm hoping you can direct them to speak at that time.
Okay, and is it actually a discussion amongst all of us, or are you having a discussion?
It's a discussion amongst all of us that we need to just be aware of what's happening. And the city manager is aware of what's happening.
I'm just aware. I'm not sure that all of our colleagues are completely up to date. They may be, but okay. I don't mind having
this. It is to update us on what's going on. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else? Hearing nothing, is there a motion to approve the agenda? Ms. McMahon, is there a second? Mr. Hales, those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Thank you very much. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council members, the economics of recycling are changing as a result of China not accepting these goods. As such, our operation is incurring more cost. Tonight, Public Works Director Sinan Aplasan and Project Manager, I think I got that right, Jenny Wendt, will be updating you on the impacts of those costs to our operation and how we would like to advance with our recycling program. So I will turn things over to Mr. Aplasan to start the presentation. This brief presentation.
Good evening. Our update about recycling tonight is mostly about its cost. Like Mr. Rose described, it's the recycling program is going through some cost increases, and a few other things that surround this discussion. I'd like to bring them to your attention. A solid waste rate study is also ongoing. It was in the fiscal year 19 work plan, and a consultant is working on it to come up with their recommended rates to propose those to a public board, a forum to analyze those. And those results from the consultant are said to be released in about a month. And so we will have those results. And they are factoring in the recycling costs into those calculations. Another one that also is related to our discussion of tonight is a council agenda item on your regular packet for tonight. That's a material recovery facility feasibility analysis and acceptance of a grant as proposed by staff to yourselves. And so I'd like to, at this point, turn it over to Jenny Wendt, our in-house recycling expert, and to give you yourselves an update on the recycling program and why the increased cost.
Hello. I am not going to read all those words up there. I believe everybody has a copy of the presentation. So I'm just going to summarize it so that I can answer questions at the end. Basically, you all know that China had a national sword initiative and cut off a lot of the materials that would be sent to China. In our region, it really only affected mixed paper because most everything was sold domestically because we happen to be in the middle of the country. But because of that cost for the mixed paper to be recycled, our rates started going up. And then in addition to that, there were two recycling plants, one of them resource management, which we did not use, closed its doors. So then the one MRF, the material recovery facility, had to take in all the other municipalities, and it really kind of the markets went crazy locally a little bit as well. Everything kind of went. So what we've been doing since then, in October 2018, we discussed, the Green Practices Commission discussed the rising costs and the alternatives to single stream. And the decision was made at that time, once I brought up several options, which we'll go over in a minute, to continue at least for the next 6 months and monitor the cost and see if how the markets do. So since then, we've been really focused on increasing education, because the biggest problem with the why China banned the materials was because of all the contamination. And so we're trying to really increase education of what you can actually put in the recycling bin. And also, it's important to note that after that ban, there have been regional recycling paper mills that are being built and reconstructed, and that is happening now as we speak, but it's not instantaneous. So as those come online, then the paper markets are anticipated to get better. So right now, our current waste disposal rates, we used to make a range between 10 plus or 10 negative dollars per ton. We always paid about $35 a ton in landfill. So no matter what, we always came out ahead on our recycling costs. Now we're up to about $80 per ton we're paying for single stream recycling. It's raised a lot. So basically, that's about $240,000 per year. From our drop-off and the materials that we sell individually, that brings it to about $200,000 per year estimated final cost if the rates stay the same. Now, the rates are anticipated to decrease as paper mills come on and the markets get better. Landfill has increased. Landfill costs are up to $46 a ton. We pay about $550,000 per year in landfill costs. So even though that $200,000 per year doesn't mean if we didn't recycle, we'd save that, because we'd have to dispose of that in the landfill, so that'd be another $50 per ton. We are estimating that it's about $100,000 per year if rates stay where they are now. The Solid Waste Fund update, it is hard to see on here, and hopefully you can see it in your papers, but the total operating surplus at this point year to date is about $300,298,651, and the fund balance as of June 30th, 2018, at the beginning of this fiscal year, was $1,527,000. So as far as what other municipalities are doing, all the municipalities in St. Louis County, except Wildwood, are continuing the same as us, continuing with single stream, monitoring its costs, looking for other options, but there's really not a lot, because every municipality is basically set up for single stream with the automated trucks and the one in the carts. Wildwood has recently filed a variance with the county, and they will be doing dual stream, where they pick up containers 1 week, paper another week, and then they've pulled glass from the material recovery completely and set up drop-offs. That's the only municipality in St. Louis County that has made a change so far. Areas of St. Charles County have changed, but they don't have the same regulations that we do in St. Louis County. They've done some different things all over. Each little municipality in St. Charles is kind of doing something different. Some are staying with single stream, some are dual stream, some have removed materials from their stream. So right now, many municipalities are considering options other than single stream, but nobody other than Wildwood has made any changes. So the different options that we have considered, the first one is removing glass from the curbside collection and collecting it via drop-off containers or a separate route. And that is basically, I know that the Republic Services, who takes our single stream, we would get a reduction in our tonnage cost, our cost per ton, because glass is not really profitable in the single stream markets. And we would reduce our volume because glass is heavy. And then our drop-off material can be sold for profit. If glass is collected separately, then it can be, it is a profit. It's only in the single stream that it's costs money. The other option is removing fiber from curbside collection and collecting it via drop-off containers as a separate route. Because paper is what's driving the markets down right now. The only problem is we would not get a reduction in our rate because the single stream, the way the single stream is set up, it just wouldn't, they wouldn't give us a cut in the rate. Paper is a large volume, but it's not as heavy as some of the other materials. So I'm not quite sure how much that would benefit us. And the other option is basically what Wildwood is doing, dual stream, and that would be what Wildwood has two separate carts, one, so they basically have three carts, one for trash, one for containers, and one for paper. I think that's pretty cumbersome, but it is kind of going back to what happened before, what we used to do, some dual stream, and it is can be made more profitable. It depends because we're set up.
So the containers, meaning aluminum containers only?
No, containers as in plastic, metal, and glass or without glass. That Wildwood pulled glass, but it can be just all containers and then fiber, which is paper, cardboard, and everything else.
Okay, thank you.
And then the last one is the reopening of the material recovery facility. You know, as you know, in 2008, we closed our material recovery facility, our MRF, and started sending the recyclables to Republic or somewhere else first and then Republic. And the setup is still there, but the equipment is not there. I don't know, without doing a cost analysis, if that would benefit us. We could sell the materials sorted. That's one way. I know other municipalities that haul their own are definitely interested because they're like, oh, another opportunity. But the feasibility is unknown. So we applied for a grant and received a grant in the amount of $24,000 to study this option. With a contribution of about $16,000 from the city, all options could be analyzed to determine the implications of all recycling options. So basically, with the $24,000, we could do a study. It wouldn't be as in-depth if we didn't contribute a little bit more. And if we had a little bit more, then we could study the other options that I mentioned before. And that is all.
Honorable Mayor, Council Members, there are two things. One is I've asked the staff to explore the potential of a partnership with those cities that have expressed an interest in the creation or restarting our MRF operation again to see if they would be willing to offset some of our costs just for the study to determine whether it's feasible or not. So that's one issue. The second issue that I want to stress is that, as you know, we're in the middle of the budget process currently, and at this time I do not see a need for recommending any sort of increase in fees for solid waste operation. Also, I don't want to surprise you, though, when fees are going to be increase in fees will be required. And so that was the reason for the study, if you recall, so that we could establish, you know, how far down the line will it be before there will be a need for an increase in fees. But I can almost guarantee at this point that that will not occur next year.
Yes. Thank you for your presentation. In terms of recycling Schnucks bags, am I correct, probably not, that the only place to do that is at a Schnucks location?
There are places for the, it's called plastic film, that kind of material or any kind of overwrap. All over, there's all the grocery stores, Walmarts, and we actually have a collection at our drop-off as well.
Okay.
So we're never, but it needs to be specifically for that material and not in the curbside bin, of course.
Exactly. I okay. know we are, that is forbidden.
Right.
A couple other things quickly. The MRF grant, the matching funds, as I understand it, manifest as personnel cost. Is that correct?
That is what we have right now. Okay. So right now in the grant that we received, the matching cost, there are no city funds for the grant that we received.
Just to provide some clarification, I think that in order to do a very thorough review of this issue, there will likely be a need for the additional $16,000. And if we are not successful in partnering with other jurisdictions, then I'll recommend those funds come out of solid waste.
Anybody else? Tim? Oh, sorry.
Thank you. If we reopened the materials recovery facility, what would our recycling picture look like? Would we do dual recycling at our homes, or would there still have to be collection points?
I think that would be determined with the study. It depends on space and how the layout. I know whenever I mentioned to a couple consultants, whenever to determine what a full study would be, I think it would have to. They'd have to look at the space, look at the layout, and see if it can be one container or two.
And then, very briefly, are you waiting for this study to be completed before you further recommend separate recycling points for glass and for fiber?
I would like to. If this is just my opinion. I would like to use that money for the study to study those options as well, because I don't see fiber being very beneficial to us to pull out, because we wouldn't receive a lesser cost per ton. But glass could be an option, but I don't know how cost effective it would be for a separate collection for glass or just putting glass drop-offs throughout the city. There are different ways we could do that, but based on somebody studying the cost of labor, the vehicles, and all of that collection, then we could kind of determine that. So that would be my recommendation.
Hearing nothing else, I would welcome a motion to go into closed session according to Missouri Revised Statute 610.021, legal actions, cause of action, litigation involving governmental body, and any confidential or privileged communications between a public governmental body or its representatives and its attorneys. Is there such a motion? Motion by Mr. Hale, seconded by Ms. Carr. Any discussion? Ms. Reese, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Hales?
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Aye.
Councilmember Clay?
Aye.
Councilmember Carr?
Aye.
Mayor Crow?
Aye. Thank you very much. We will come back up at 6:25.